I'm also starting a new thing where we're discussing mitzvos that have props I can bring into shul to be able to use them to help demonstrate the point. Because this week's parsha has the mitzvah of, I'll give you a hint, Bris Milah. Now, there are many mitzvos in Sefer Bereishis that in theory are discussed, Avraham Menachai, Shvichas Damim, in last week's parsha, but the Sefer Achanach doesn't count them there because those weren't given to Klal Yisrael as a whole and they're repeated later in the Torah. Well, Bris Milah is also, in theory, repeated later in the Torah in Parshas. Anyone know? Parshas Tazria. So we have it again later. The Sefer Achinach could have counted it there, but he counts it over here, one of the rare mitzvos in Sefer Bereishis. Apparently the context with Avraham Avinu is so important that it actually became the context in which the Sefer Achinach discusses this very important mitzvah. The context that appears, the Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avraham Avinu and says, I want to have a treaty with you. We often call the mitzvah bris. Really, the mitzvah is called milah, the act of cutting. We call it a bris because it is a treaty, a two-sided agreement between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu, a kind of fiduciary relationship between these two sides. The idea that the world can no longer exist with everyone being close to Hashem, all the Averos, the Dora Mabel, Dora Flaga. Hashem says, we're going to start over. We're going to make a nation out of you, and you're going to be a light unto nations to influence people in that way. Misharshi HaMitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch, explains the purpose of having a sign, having Mila on Avraham Avinu's body. He explains that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to distinguish Avraham Avinu from all the nations that were out there in the world. To distinguish Avraham Avinu is not only different in terms of his body, but different in terms of his mind and different in terms of his mission. And with a physical sign of being unique, of being differentiated, that was an indication that Jewish people are supposed to be different, Jewish people are supposed to be removed, supposed to be able to focus on the Avodas Hashem and eventually spread it to the other nations. Now, Sefer HaChinuch explains why was that part of the body chosen for Bris Milah. He says very interestingly, he says because that is the part of the body used for procreation. That is the part of the body used to create more people. What better message to send when we say the purpose, our tafkid of creating a nation? When Avraham Avinu, who was created, perhaps according to Chazal, Avram and Sarai were created unable to have children. But then they had this bris, they had this special connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu where he changed their names, he changed their mazel, he turned everything around to make them our forefathers, to make them people, founders of a nation. How very fitting that the symbol of procreation was chosen to be the defining characteristic of what the nation was supposed to be all about. The idea that this bris, this oath, is supposed to be an idea of exclusivity, an idea of having a relationship with Hashem that really rejects or identifies Avraham Avinu as a special connection, really explains what happens in the aftermath. This idea of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu had discovered Hashem at the age of 3, some say 3, 40, 48, whatever that means. But the idea is that now, finally close to 100 years old, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, before you have Yitzchak, before you procreate, you're going to have this sign. And now suddenly, the relationship turns from just a God and his person, a God and his follower, to actually friends. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, his halech lefanai, we're going to start to walk together. We're going to start to be friends. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that after the Bris Milah, in next week's parsha, Vayera Elav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him. And what does he do? He doesn't say anything. God appears to Avram and doesn't say a word. Normally God appears and he has a message, he has a question, he has a challenge, he has a mitzvah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avram in next week's parsha, what is he doing? So what do Chazal say? Bikur Cholim. Because Chazal were so bothered, why is Hashem here? He's here as Bikur Cholim. Rav Soloveitchik added on that now that Avraham Avinu had this bris, he had this oath, he had this sign of being extra close to Hashem, Hashem says, I'm going to come and stand next to you and do nothing. You don't have to say anything. I always told this to my wife when we were dating. The times where we had to do something, we had to go to an arcade and we had to do exciting activities, that meant that we weren't comfortable yet. To just be able to sit and check our phones or do separate things but without feeling uncomfortable, without feeling the need to break the awkward silence, to say, I could just sit next to you and be okay with that. That shows a closeness. This is not advocacy for ignoring your spouse. But the idea is if we're close to someone, if we're comfortable, if it goes beyond just a pupil and the teacher, we actually say we're close friends, we actually can sit side by side without saying anything. For the first time after this bris, after this oath, after this closeness, Hashem says, I could appear to him. And him, not to Avram, to him. We're on an informal basis. Just show up, just want to say hi, just want to spend some time with you. An incredible idea. Now, the idea that the Bris Milah is a differentiating factor that has separated Avram from the other nations can explain why, in fact, Chazal count this as one of Avraham's nisyonos. Chazal say in Pirkei Avos that there were 10 challenges, 10 tests given to Avram Avinu. And the Mefarshim on Pirkei Avos, Rashi, the Rambam, and Berni Yonah, they discuss what exactly were the 10 tests. Everyone agrees, for example, one of the tests was the Akedah, because the Pasuk says, V'Elokim nisa es Avraham, in next week's parasha. But there's a discussion, what exactly constitutes a test? Avraham went through many difficult things in his life, and not everyone agrees which things count as a test. Bris Mila is counted almost by everyone as one of the tests. We have to ask, what exactly is a test? A test means something painful, something challenging. So you could say, yeah, for a person nearly 100 years old to have to go through this surgery, back in ancient times, was a very painful idea. But the Vilna Gaon and Reb Dessler and many others, many Jewish thinkers, have put forth the idea that all of Avram's nisyonos were not just a matter of, oh, it's hard to do this, or it's scary to do this. The idea was that it was something that Avraham Avinu would have a moral challenge with. He would have some kind of philosophical misunderstanding of Hashem. Like when it came to the Akedah, when Avraham Avinu says, wait a second, I was promised that this child would be a legacy, would make me into a great nation. And now you're asking me to kill this son before he gets married? It doesn't make any sense. It wasn't just the emotional test. It was the philosophical challenge of, how am I supposed to do my mission? How am I supposed to live my life as I think you want me to, if now you're telling me something else? The real challenge for all of Avraham's nisyonos was to say, how does it fit with my conception of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? If that's the idea, the Vilna Gaon explains, Mila was also that challenge. Until this point, what was Avraham Avinu's mission? What was he focused on his entire life? Kirov, to go to other people and say, come on over, let me talk to you, let me tell you an interesting story. You put on tefillin yet today, here's a book, whatever Kirov professionals do, right? Avraham Avinu, his goal was to be able to connect to people, to relate to people. And now all of a sudden, he's given this command, make yourself different than everybody else. That's an isayon, because he has to ask himself, isn't that going to interfere with my Kirov mission? My whole life's work? How am I going to be able to do this if I'm markedly different? If I'm unable to connect to people and they're unable to connect to me, if they think that I'm asking all them to do the same thing, and that sounds really scary, then my Kirov efforts are thwarted. That's an isayon. Not just the physical pain and the emotional hardship, that too. But the idea of it doesn't fit with what I think Hashem wants from me. And each one of the nisyonos, if you break it down, we don't have time right now, but if you break down, each nisayon went to the core of, do I properly understand Hashem? Will I let my version of what Hashem wants interfere with a direct tzivui from Hashem? I want you to do this. Because it turned out, Kadosh Baruch Hu preferred something else. After it had failed to become the idea of Avraham being able to reach everybody, Hashem said, you can't do it by yourself. Use this sign, use this mila to create your own nation. Once you have a nation, the nation will be able and should be able to spread around monotheism in the world. But in that moment, it was so confusing for Avraham Avinu because he didn't understand how it was going to interfere with his Kirov efforts. And he was able to pass the Nisayon. He was able to realize, even though it doesn't make sense to me, why I should make myself different than everyone else, still, he followed the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The amazing idea of Bris Mila, the amazing idea we have a mitzvah to fulfill nowadays, the idea of developing a close relationship, a friendship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.